I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, the place to come for movie reviews, along with some extra fun talk about movie-related topics like box office and awards. You can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and basically any place else you can find podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for even more content. If you like what we do, feel free to share us with your friends, like and leave feedback wherever you listen to us, and let us know what you think. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. Thanks for listening. I am Mark, and I am going to talk about a little drama called Time Now. From writer-director Spencer King, the film stars Eleanor Lambert as Jenny, a young mother, Claudia Black as her aunt, and yeah, let's jump right into this. A young mother returns to her estranged hometown of Detroit after the sudden death of her twin brother and immerses herself in his friend group, soon discovering that his death is not what it seems. She has a little girl, or a little boy. Her brother died in a car accident. He is an artist. She finds some things and she finds out where his artist friends hang out and what he's doing. This is the basis of the film. Here is the bottom line for you right up front. The story is unoriginal. It's uninspired. It's predictable. Which is terrible because it's shot really well. The acting is okay. But the script is really the weakest part, and it's so weak that really there's nothing exceptional about this film at all. It's just unremarkable as a drama / thriller. It's not really that thrilling. It's not really that dramatic. She's estranged from her family, but never really said why. You know, her marriage is in a state, but it's kind of an afterthought. The art world is just a little too art world, I guess, but not in a cool way. The reminders for this had just kept coming up in my email. I'm like, I know, I need to watch it. It looks interesting. We'll see what's happening. And so I find myself disappointed, to the point where all I can tell you is you don't really need to watch it. You've seen better versions of every part of this in other films. It's just, as I said, completely unremarkable. And that makes me sad to have to say that about a film that clearly so much effort was put into. It is not... It doesn't look low budget. It's just a movie that doesn't work. It just doesn't get it done, unfortunately. So, sadly, I cannot recommend that you run out and see Time Now. Which, if you want to see it anyway, if you have seen the trailers and you think that I am 100% wrong, it'll be at the Austin Film Festival on October 23rd. Probably premiering before I can actually drop this because of the embargo. But it will get a North American theatrical or on-demand release starting October 26th. That decision is completely in your hands. I leave it up to you. So, that's it. That is Time Now. Dark Star Pictures. Do with this information what you will. Don't forget to like us, follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill, but we appreciate it every time you do. So let us know how we're doing. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. And until we get back with more big Hollywood films, which are coming, they are in the pipeline, and we are happy that they are. Till then, I have been your host, Mr. Rourke. No, not really. That would be Fantasy Island. This is not Fantasy Island. Till next time, take it easy, stay safe, and we will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.